Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you wonderful listeners out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
All right, all right.
Coming at you live every week on Channel 1.
Numero uno.
Yeah. You're such an ass. You're here with your hosts, Jennifer DeVoe and the other Dave Navarro.
El otro David Navarro.
Jesus. You're Catholic and you're fucking speaking Spanish. God damn it. Stop Olé. It. Oh, I can swear this week. No.
Yes, you can. Woo! Yes, you can, and yes, you will. I already know you will.
I need to goddamn get that out of my fucking system.
Jen, are you in a great mood or what's wrong with you?
Ooh, I'm in a great mood. I just met Tito Jackson.
Nice. Yes, so did I. I saw him actually outside with you.
Yeah, and you were
so
sitting right there. Yeah, you were sitting right there.
Well, actually, I was standing right there, but you know.
Well, the whole point is we need to tell the listeners.
Yes.
See, because they weren't there when you and I were standing there.
They weren't there when we were there, when he was there, when they were there. Yeah, exactly. I get that.
That's
I get that part.
What I'm talking about.
Totally.
Anyway, we just saw Tito Jackson in the lobby at LA Talk Radio.
I asked him if he knew his ABCs or his 1-2-3s.
I asked him to be on a future future episode of Jenny's Trail.
Get your words right, woman.
I asked him to be on our future show.
There you go.
Good enough. Hopefully that will happen. The guy took my card.
Yeah. Have your people call my people. We'll do lunch type thing.
I need new cards.
There you go.
For our show.
We need new cards.
With our little picture like you made.
Yeah. Like the one on our Facebook page.
Yeah, the one. I changed it on Instagram too.
Yes.
So now Jenny's Real Talk has the little picture. And I gotta change it on Twitter. But we're good.
There you go.
I'm changing it all to all our us.
Yo.
Yeah. It's going to be a really long fucking name, though, if I have to say Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with the other Dave Navarro. See, it's going to be a really long goddamn name on the...
Just put the other. Don't even put my name. Just put the other and just leave it like that.
No, you know what I'm talking about, though, in the sense of, like, I want to add you to the title of the show.
Yeah.
Like Sam in the Morning. Like he has Sam in the Morning with Terry or I can't remember who it is. But you know what I mean? Like he has that thing.
Well, it wasn't my fault that you guys gave me the name The Other.
Well... We have to say the other Dave Navarro because we don't want idiots to think that you're, you know,
the
dude from
the other, the other
the other guy. You know what I mean? Because you're the only Dave Navarro that cares in my world.
Yeah.
So you know, as much as I love Red Hot Chili Peppers, I still, you know, I've known you for 5 years. I don't know those people.
That's very true. That's very true.
I just listen to their music.
That's very true.
There's a difference, right? Well, here on Jenny's World Talk on the Block today, we are featuring No Sense. A local LA, what did you call yourself? Rapper? Hip hop artist? What do you call yourself?
Artist.
An artist. That's what I said. I said local Los Angeles artist.
Appreciate that.
Because I don't want to put you in a box.
Please.
You know what I mean?
Get me out of this box!
And my soon to be hubby was listening to your music earlier.
Okay.
And he really liked it. Especially you had one with a Jamaican kind
of
sound.
Belizean feel to
yeah, yeah. He said he really liked that one. So
but,
that's good.
But Jenny, before we get into that.
Oh, yes, that's right. That's right. I forget. We have to do something else. What is it? That's right. The news of the world and today. Here's the other Dave Navarro.
It's May 17, 2016 at the top of the hour, and these are some headlines in case you haven't seen them. Brought to you by ABC 7 News correspondent John Gregory. Multi-agency crime sweep targets nearly two dozen members of the notorious MS-13 gang in LA area. Federal and local law enforcement agencies on Wednesday morning arrested nearly two dozen suspects at multiple LA area locations as part of a sweep connected to the notorious gang Mara Salvatrucha, or MS-13, officials said. The operation, in which 47 federal search warrants were served, stemmed from RICO charges against the gang, according to a news release from the Department of Justice. The racketeer-influenced and corrupt organization's indictment targeted the current top leaders of the Los Angeles faction of the transnational gang and other key operatives. In U.S. news, brought to you by the Associated Press correspondent Jim Sir. Newly freed Chelsea Manning, I'm figuring things out. Private Chelsea Manning, The soldier who was sentenced to 35 years in a military prison for giving classified materials to WikiLeaks said Wednesday that she's excited about what lies ahead, just hours after she walked free after serving 7 years behind bars. Quote, I'm figuring things out right now, which is exciting, awkward, fun, and all new for me, end quote, Manning said in an emailed statement. She tweeted a picture of her feet in tennis shoes with the caption, quote, first steps of freedom, after walking away from the Fort Leavenworth lockup in Kansas. In world news, brought to you by Associated Press correspondent Joseph Fetterman, Intel spat adds to Israeli concerns about Trump visit. When Donald Trump was elected president, Israeli nationalists rejoiced that a reputed strong ally would be moving into the White House. But as Trump prepares to visit the region this weekend, apprehension reigns instead. A diplomatic blow-up over the status of Jerusalem, followed by revelations Trump had shared highly classified Israeli intelligence with Russia, has reinforced the president's image as dangerously unpredictable. With Trump backing away from his earlier support for hardline Israeli positions and talking about a peace deal with the Palestinians, Israeli officials say they have no idea what ideas he may bring or concessions he may demand. In entertainment news, Forbes, Jay-Z, and Beyonce worth a combined $1.16 billion, brought to you by the Associated Press. Jay-Z and Beyonce are a billion-dollar couple, according to one estimate. Forbes puts the combined wealth of the married superstar at $1.16 billion. The magazine estimates Jay-Z's fortune at $810 million. It says Beyonce has amassed $350 million. Forbes says most of Jay-Z's money is involved in Roc Nation and his other companies. Both the rapper and the singer also have a significant stake in the Tidal streaming music service. In sports, the NBA Eastern Conference semifinals begin as the Cleveland Cavaliers take on the Boston Celtics in game one of this best of seven series. In baseball, the Los Angeles Dodgers take on their rivals, the San Francisco Giants, and the race for the Stanley Cup continues in hockey as the Pittsburgh Penguins take on the Ottawa Senators in game three of this best of seven series. The weather today is mostly cloudy with a high of 71 degrees and temperatures dropping later this evening to 55. Tomorrow, we'll have some sunshine with patchy clouds and a high of 82 degrees with a low of 60. These are the headlines in case you haven't heard them.
Wow. I'm glad you read that shit, because I wouldn't want to. Anywho, I couldn't fucking pronounce
it. I'm glad I read that shit, too, because I know you wouldn't want to.
No, it'd all be about, like, other shit. I'd be talking about the coolest, like, sports shit that was going on. And
fights and shit.
People beating the crap out of each other, and, you know. Nice. It'd be something else. No, I'd be talking about, like, rock concerts and other things going on. The news today is too damn boring. It's all, like, it's also depressing half the time that I don't like it. I don't like it. When
yeah, but you know what? It's the news. You gotta listen to the news.
My child is calling at 3:08 p.m. on a Wednesday.
That can't be good.
What's wrong? What's wrong with that picture?
That can't be good.
No, what's wrong with that picture? I have a fucking radio show every Wednesday, 3 to 4 p.m. You little bastard! Don't call me while I'm on the air. Sorry.
She's
Sorry.
Not bitter at all, ladies and gentlemen.
He's 18. I can say that.
Not at all. So.
And you just screwed up my broadcast. Because while you called in, it made my Facebook crap out. You little ass. Anywho.
So,
sorry. Hope you're not listening to this episode.
So, back to our guest.
That was just annoying, though. Why are you calling me on Wednesday? So, back to no sense.
Yes. How you doing, man?
My child obviously has no sense. So.
How y'all doing?
But how are you? Good.
Well, obviously, Jenny's having issues with her son, so that takes care of that little issue. So, no sense, man. I got to see you perform what was the place?
That was the Mouse Bar.
Mouse
Bar.
The Mouse Bar.
Yeah, something I stepped out to for one of my friends, DeLeon. You know, got some stuff popping off a card. It's on the tip of my tongue, man. Amped Up Tuesdays.
Nice.
So,
nice.
You know, it's something they do.
Actually, I've heard of that.
Okay.
I got invited to that.
And that's actually where I saw them perform. And the performance was really awesome. They have tacos outside. They have a taco guy outside. Yeah. Tacos are amazing, by the way, too.
I got an invitation to that a couple times, but I haven't been able to go. Yeah, that sounds good.
It's a nice spot. You know?
Right. Yeah. That's good.
And, you know, just from there, just pushing from... Outside of that, I've been performing at a few other locations, many locations. You know, if you just check in into, I guess, the Instagram world and see what I've been posting, you know, from before.
You have a lot of followers.
Now, I'm trying to push and
You had a lot of followers on there.
Yeah,
I was like, whoa, he's got a lot of followers.
Yeah, well, I mean, his music is...
I didn't check on Facebook.
His music is actually really good, and I heard him perform live. He has, great energy when he performs.
Oh, cool.
You know, and what actually interested me as well is the fact of the matter that you did your music video kind of like from the movie Baby Boy, and you also used the house?
Yeah, I got the house.
Really?
Shout out to the people, man.
Hey, that's awesome.
That let me use that spot, man, and blessings to the people in that house, you know, because it's a family house, you know. It's it's from generations, in a sense. So the people who knew I was shooting knew about the movie before, you know. Oh, okay, so is it another scene, a part two to it? I'm like, nah, it ain't nothing to do to involved
movie.
In the
it
movie.
It was just for the music video.
Yeah, for my video.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
And yeah, they gave me the blessings, as in showing, you know, the hunger. I guess it was so many back and forth going to the house. You know, it's like, okay, this dude is not stopping. You know, so
that's good,
and at the breaking point, you know, it was the time and I got the answer on you can use it, you know. So it's gave me confirmation not to give up, you know.
So, well, speaking of how long have you been doing this? How long have you been in the struggle, like the rest of us?
I've been doing music for some years now, from freestyling, messing with it, in about 10 years now, you know. But actually pursuing it,
yeah,
about a good 2.5 years, you know.
Wow.
Well, as in like giving it my all, leaving my job, putting stuff on hold to really just chase it. About 2.5, going on 3 years.
Kind of have to do that though, don't you?
If you
especially
see
in
the
this
results,
industry.
Yeah, if you want to see the right results, I feel you got to give it your all. And I feel that's with anything outside
of
music.
I need to give up my day job. You know? I'm trying to give this my all. That's great though that you're performing all over the city.
Yeah, I got a show tomorrow in Hollywood.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Plug it in.
At Club Aura. I need y'all to step out, pull up,
Club
have fun.
Club Aura. How do you spell that? O-R-A?
O-R-A.
I think I've seen that. Hollywood where? Where is it in Hollywood?
I think it's Palmas Ave.
Las Palmas?
Las Palmas Ave or something like
Las
that.
Las Palmas and what, Hollywood or Sunset?
Yeah,
probably one of those cross streets,
Hollywood.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Las Palmas and Hollywood.
So who do they got to contact to go ahead and get in and everything?
Just walk. It's $10 fee. And you in, you know. Just
there
come,
you
just
go.
Just come check me out.
Does that mean we're on the list?
You are on the list.
Awesome.
Yeah, because we're on the list. I'm down.
Yeah, pull up.
I will gladly go.
Pull up.
So we got
Thursday. Yeah.
So we also got some music too, right?
Yes. What song would we like to play first? Artist choice.
Artist choice.
Yes.
Run and Tell.
Run and Tell? Okay, so this is going to be Run and Tell by No Sense. Enjoy.
Money on my mind every day of the week. You know I gotta have it, without it I can't sleep. It's a real cold, I'm tryna get it up in these streets. Before this rapping, the youngin' was trapping. You can run and tell,
run and tell that.
You can run and tell her,
run and tell that.
You can run and tell her,
run and tell that.
Now you can run and tell her,
run and tell that.
You can run and tell her, you can run and tell her.
What happened to all the real niggas? We outnumbered by the fakes, huh? I'm tryna make it out the ghetto. Grass piled up with snakes, you can run and tell that, huh? Run and tell that, ain't got shit to lie about. This is all facts. Show me the money, yeah. Show me them racks. She is shaking for a stack from a Mac. I tell her, look back at the way she bounced on this D card on my jackrabbit. Chasing this money and high is a cold habit. Don't let your girl around me because I will snatch it. I'm young and living lavish. Anything I wanna have it. Call me a
lead in the way I make this magic happen. Before rapping, a young nigga was trapped. Real life shit, no lights, camera action. Fly this nigga out the west. Money on my mind, every day of the week. You know I gotta have it, without it I can't sleep. It's a real cold, I'm trying to get it up in these streets. Before this rapping, a youngin was trapping. You can run and tell her. Run and tell that. You can run and tell her. Run and tell that. You can run and tell her. Run and tell that. Now you can run and tell her. Run and tell that. You can run and tell her. Real boss nigga, what I say, go. A&R be the label. Then hair stripes, no bagels. South Central, LA to Dago. You get yours and I get mine. All gas, no brakes, fuck the stop sign. On my grown man shit, yeah, it's crunch time. No sense about to shine, yeah, it's my time. Now I'm eating up these beats. Before that, I was eating up in these streets. Up all night and I didn't know what was sleep. Youngest one with the OGs, yeah, that was me. Real life shit, yeah, I'm a beast. Either you rocking with the boy, honestly, it don't matter. Pockets the God fatter, my haters the God mad. While I'm climbing up this ladder all fast, killing the game and I'm causing disaster. Plus money on my mind, every day of the week. You know I gotta have it, without it I can't sleep. It's a real cold, I'm trying to get it up in these streets. Before this rapping, the youngin' was trapping. You can run and tell her. Run and tell that. You can run and tell her. Run and tell that. You can run and tell her. Run and tell that. Now you can run and tell her. Run and tell that. You can run and tell her. Run and tell that. 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 Run and tell that.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store, it's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with her rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
That was Run and Tell by No Sense.
Ooh, that was a hot jam too.
Yeah, that was really good. I like that.
And actually, it's a catchy tune because it's you know, you like start to, you know, it's going to be in my head for a little bit.
It's not a bunch of hooks.
Exactly. So tell me, man, like how did you come up with the first song? Like what inspired you to go ahead and write this?
This song came from just wanting to give the people that know me from doing music just a better feel of knowing what I can present and just zoning into it, you know. And now I just gave it my all at that time, and the next song I gave it my all at the time, and I gave it to it, you know. I'm just growing more and more, you know. So I just feel at that point for that song, for Run and Tell, gave me that feel to know to push it as a song instead of just feeling that. Just put it somewhere as let them hear it. Just to, you know what I'm saying? Like go full force with that one. Give it a video, give it a cover, a good cover. Give it, you feel me? Paint that picture. You know?
Yeah.
It sounds like
you're pretty passionate with your words and everything. That you know, you just, you know, the lyrics that you're you're rapping to in the song. It seems that you're very passionate about everything that you write.
Yeah, it was a breaking point, like I said, I guess in life, you know, at the same time I recently lost my mom 4 years ago. You know,
oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
It's life, man. I guess it's we all got to go through something to really give you a understanding of life, you know. So I feel that was my point of understanding what life is about, you know. So I'm like, let me go all the way in and give my all to what I feel I believe in myself in and just push, you know.
So do most of these songs have to do with life, the stuff that you're going through?
For the most part, it's reality music, you know. So
I like that in my
world, you know. So I feel a lot of people that's living regular lifestyles and, you know, living and feeling that they're not bigger than what they, you know, just they just who they are, they're going to relate to it, you know.
But, and that's how, and that's how you want to remain, right? Yeah. You want to remain regular, with who you are. Regular. You don't want to go ahead and, like, be, like, a mainstream hip-hop artist or anything like that.
All guttural and always talking about bitches and hoes and pussies and titties and
Jenny,
stop talking about your guns and your goddamn pot.
And you know what's crazy is, like, I listen to No Sense.
I
listen to
this too, but, you know.
Yeah, but, and it's funny because I listen to No Sense, and it sounds to me that he's, like, he's way more, you know, like, old school style.
No, he
of
is
hip-hop.
Old school.
You know, this sounds
old
more
school.
Old school than anything.
He's old
you know?
School, and he tells it real, and he's not like it's not like again, like I said, it's not hooks, one hook after another. Because a lot of the new music now is just regurgitated crap. It's just, it's just crap over and over again. You're like, really? Why? My, I keep forgetting mindless drones. Never mind.
It's always mindless drones.
Never mind. Sheeple. All day. Sheeple. Keep listening to your crap. We'll listen to real music, which is No Sense. And, shout out. Got to give my shout outs. Shout outs to Mimi. Shout outs to Christy, Addie, and all the gang at our building. Anywho, and I know that Mimi would love your music, so I'm going to play some of that to her when we get back.
Cool.
Because now I know she'll love that. Yeah. That's one of her favorite things. So.
And I also got a clothing brand behind.
Really?
I was about to ask that too. You actually,
a clothing brand.
And I'll bring some more.
Check that out.
Dude. Oh, that's
got
awesome.
This today. You actually brought me this today. Thank you very much. By the way,
nice. That's sweet.
I like
it. It forced me to make something out of it, as in clothing. And
no, that's great.
From the feedback I was getting.
We got to call her. Oh, my God. We got to call her.
Hello. She's all excited. Yay.
Hope it's not Chance. Is it
hey, Chance? You're talking to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Who am I talking to?
Maybe it's black man.
Is this DeAndre
who
Adams?
Likes to talk.
That would be crazy. DeAndre Adams.
DeAndre Adams. Man. What's up, buddy?
It makes no sense that I'm not on the show with No Sense.
I like what he did there. I like the pun that he did there.
That's very true.
How you doing, man? How you doing, man?
Man, what's happening, man? You about to blow it up, man? You about to make it happen?
Man, that's the push behind it, you know, to make it happen.
I hear you, man. Well, I was in the studio last night with a big name producer last night. And your name came up a couple of times.
Hey.
So we're going to make some things happen. And we probably let you work with them. Infamous 3013 production, media group. Nice. DJ Rick One from Black Eyed Peas.
Got some stuff.
Got some hot tracks. I'm going to connect those dots, man, with my boy 40.
I'm
detailed, man. Brother. We're going to make some things happen. So we're going to make some phone calls, you know, later on before the week is out, and set you up with them fellas, man, and go over there and chop it up, man. If you can do something
he's
with
hooking
you, some
a
more
up.
Stuff.
So Dre is running and telling.
Let's put.
Yeah, I'm running and telling, man. It makes a lot of sense to go do it, man.
I appreciate it.
So I'm gonna do that. Just says there's no nonsense for the man that got no sense. Make all that money. So make that money no sense.
Amen.
At
I
all.
Agree.
You know.
Same thing, bro.
Wish you all luck. God bless you. God keep you. And Dave, you're like the number one fan next to me, of course. And Jen, you're just a beautiful queen.
Thank you. Well, thanks, and trust me, we will have you on the show again.
For calling on the radio.
You will be on the
for
show
sure,
again,
man.
DeAndre. You know that. You already know we're going to
bring
you back.
Well, I can't be now because my agent said I need at least $10 and some food stamps in the bag. So I'm sorry.
He's got to get that government cheese, too. So
you got to get government cheese.
There you go.
We'll get you a block of government cheese. No, it's government.
Yeah,
government cheese.
You got to spell it right.
I'll get the government cheese.
It's like Fosachi, F-O-Sachi.
Yeah.
Exactly. Fosachi,
I'm going to Target.
God bless you all, man. No Sense, rock it. Keep it moving, man. And we'll talk later in the week.
Appreciate you, bro. God
Thank
bless.
You.
Thanks a lot,
thanks, DeAndre.
God bless
you.
Peace out, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, No Sense, I got to ask, man. The name is just, you know, it's very unique.
Yeah.
Where did you come up with the name?
The name is a street-given name, you know. Something I came and I feel it's just something I should have brought it into the music for multiple reasons, you know. It's people who know me as who they know me as from the streets, you know, as who I am, you know. So, it's not me changing nothing at all. It's bringing me fully to what I'm doing in a certain way that I'm doing it, you know what I'm saying? So, like it's, I guess it's an alias you can say,
okay.
And, you know that my friends, you know that my friends hit me up with, man. It just stuck from there. Being foolish, acting crazy, just you know, and
making no sense,
man. And I ran with it. I feel it was, it's a name my mama hates. She was a teacher, you know, before passing, you know, and she heard me get called that name one time, and it was dug under her skin, you know, from being what she is, like, on a day-to-day basis, that's being a teacher here, and your son is called No Sense. I would have been out of trip too. My kid was, wait, hold on, they call you what? You feel me? So I ran with it the way I ran with it, and I'm like, let me just zone it into what I'm doing. You know, a lot of people know me as that already, so that'd be the entry level of me doing music and people knowing me as doing music from the boy from the block.
There you go.
Well, if you would like to talk No Sense or ask No Sense some questions, call us at 323-203-0815. Again, that's 323-203-0815.
On Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Yes.
Hey. Produced by Get Roll Global Entertainment. Thank you very much.
There you go. There you go. Got Global, we're
that's
going
my,
global.
That's our corporation.
Well, not only that, but this show is actually global too.
Okay,
so yes. People are going to be hearing
we're
you all
worldwide.
Worldwide,
baby.
Blessings.
Love it.
So we got more.
What
music
do we want to? What do we want to play next?
Song. I got. We could put the Poom Poom on. Shout out DJ Block, man.
Poom Poom. Before we put that one on real quick, what's this song about?
This song is about Poom Poom. and if everybody know what Poom Poom is and don't know, it's a little freakish name of saying something, you know, partish of a woman.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of like OPP.
Hey, how you want this pussy?
Still sick.
I used to like pussy.
It's on the freaky side.
Well, you got to remember, you know, Trump said, grab him by the pussy.
Grab him by the pussy.
There you go. Grab him by the pom-pom. There you go. You grab him by the pom-pom.
I can still look. I just don't touch.
There you go.
Yeah, it's just, I feel it was something I felt on a more exotic side.
This
you know?
Is DJ Block.
There you go.
Here we go.
Turn up.
Love it.
I got all kind of butter right now. No girl up on the table right now. I need to share them girl with you right now, you know. So pull up right now.
All right, we did turn up then.
Pull up right now.
Let it go, man.
Girl, you shake it like a champ, you the best at it. 32 that one night, huh? That's magic. Make it rain up in the strip clubs, that's happy. Whip killing the game, huh? That's rap.
Boom, boom, that way I want. She me tell me go to the back, tell if it go on. Only fresh, boom, boom, I eat it up. Easy call for a young one, fit it up.
Stamina on point, ain't no easing up. Oh, now you calling it quits, see you ain't as tough. Yeah, I need me a queen up in these streets, but a freak under sheets. WD-40 needed, cause it's bet on square.
We only love boom, boom, we only love boom, boom. Tight and fat, we only love boom, boom. We only love boom, boom, we only love boom, boom. Tight and fat, we only love boom, boom. How you want the pussy?
Let it fill it up.
Where you want the pussy? Why you want the pussy?
It's sweet.
Huh. When you want the pussy? Yeah.
I got you right where I want. Best believe it's gon' crack off. Shake, shake, shake. Shake it, do it for dance off. Wine for me, gal. Wine for me, gal. Why? Work, 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 yeah. Work this, that your time. Boom, boom for breakfast. Boom, boom for lunch. Boom, boom for dinner clean. Boom, boom's a must. For your half or just roll, roll your board. Gently down this street. You already know, get no sense. Got more sense when it come to getting jugs. Real boss nigga, highly far from a scrub. Been getting money, my real ones know what's up. Been having bitches hooked. They be going crazy for a young nigga. Wanna marry a young nigga, it must be, cause I'm the one winning. So you want a real nigga, say that then.
Pussy half a beef out the clean, make I say that then. We only love boom boom, we only love boom boom. Tight and fat, we only love boom boom. We only love boom boom, we only love boom boom. Tight and fat, we only love boom boom. How you want the pussy? Where you want the pussy? Why you want the pussy?
It's sweet.
When you want the pussy?
Back it up now, back it up now, back it up now, back it up now. Dirty wine now, do the dirty wine. Dirty wine now, do the dirty wine. Parachuting, 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 parachuting. Rock side to side, girl, now drop it. Rock side to side, girl, now drop it. Pon the river, pon the bank, pon the river, pon the bank. Fuck it up now, huh? Fuck it up. Fuck it up now, huh? Fuck it up.
We only love boom boom, we only love boom boom. Tight and fat, we only love boom boom. We only love boom boom, we only love boom boom. Tight and fat, we only love boom boom. How you want the
pussy?
Hit bad.
Why you want the pussy?
It's sweet.
When you want the pussy?
We were talking about some great stuff. What up?
we got into the zone.
We were talking about Trump, and I was going to talk about the Point Break, the movie.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, Patrick Swayze. Yes. That's what I was trying to think. Patrick Swayze. Yeah, that was a good movie. Keanu Reeves. Yes.
Okay.
That's what it was. Yeah, it was a good
movie. I am an FBI but there's a part agent. In there. Don't grab me by the pom-pom.
No, there's a part in there where all the guys dress up with the masks.
The dead presidents. That's what they call themselves, the dead presidents.
That's what I'm saying. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
By the time they made that movie, was Reagan still alive?
Yeah, he was still alive.
I thought they had a Reagan mask on in there somewhere, I swear.
No, I don't think they did. You probably got mixed up with the Nixon mask.
Oh, because they both old
and wrinkly. Yeah. Okay. So that was Pom Pom.
Boom, boom, boom. I can't even say it right.
Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom.
Shout out 88 Keys on the beat, too, man.
I just like saying the word pussy. Okay, anyway. Boom, boom. Okay, bye.
I don't want to grab them by the boom, boom.
I'm from New England.
I want to grab them by something else.
I got somebody asking what's the number.
Oh, the number.
323-203-203-08-08-15.
15. There you go. You heard it here, folks, on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
LA Talk Radio, Channel 1.
So, No Sense, your clothing line, is it also called No Sense Clothing Line?
No, this is called Run and Tell Apparel.
I like that. I like that, but it's based on the song, so I like that, Run and Tell. Nice.
Something I gravitated to, I was getting a lot, like I said, I was getting a lot of feedback off of the shirt, you know, that I wore in my video on Run and Tell. So
nice.
It made me just keep going to the store. You feel me? Hey, you got a black one? Yeah, I do. I do now.
I do now.
So
it made me grow onto my own stuff in a sense, you know.
That's good.
And I feel good about everything. Shout out to supporters, man, that been purchasing and all that, man. I love y'all, appreciate y'all. Y'all keeping me on the grind, keeping me moving.
So where can they find this apparel?
I got the Run and Tell Apparel Instagram.
Okay.
Go check that out. I got catalogs now. You can contact me personally. I'll email you.
I
mail one over to you.
Very nice. That's like the new Jordan logo. But that's the new.
Yeah, that's what I kind of look at it in a sense.
Shout out Jordan too, man. But this is
awesome.
Modern world. This is what's going on right now.
This is cool.
You know,
it's got a shadow of a dude even.
Hey, I'm just trying to give it that feel. That
so who came up with the art?
Shout out my boy Suave Mac. You know, all
you did a good job.
We all in, man. So. Part of the label, you know, All Natural Records. Shout out my team.
That's a great. He did a great job on that logo.
Yeah, you got a lot of good stuff on there. You got sweatshirts and everything. And
we working.
I like the sweaters. I like the sweaters and the shorts.
Sometimes a logo really sells your product.
Yeah.
Like when you see this on there, they're like, oh god, this is really nice, and I want to get that. And then
I try to get the more of a catch.
It's very catchy. Like it's something I could see like taking off pretty quick.
So you got other music videos right now, right?
How many music videos you have?
I got about six. But the newest I have is about three to four.
Okay, yeah. And they're all on YouTube.
All on.
Do you have a YouTube channel?
I do.
What's your YouTube channel?
It's No Sense. You can just go type in No Sense.
So okay, cool. And what about Instagram, Twitter, Facebook?
Instagram, No Sense. Got it.
How do you spell
that? NOCENCE. Underscore. Yeah, got it. GOTIT.
His prices are really good too.
Yeah, y'all come mess with me.
Go check it out. He's got great prices on his products. You can't beat this.
Yeah, so I mean, it's
tie-dye.
He's got good. And he got a tie dye.
Yep.
Dude, you got everything.
He's got
camo
colors.
That's
not everything either.
This is just a small part, but this is incredible.
On Instagram, you can.
And you consistently have other products that are coming out right now.
This is the future of
everything is merchandising and these like little catalogs and pieces. I think that's great.
And in the stuff that you also have, you have Maya's Photography here.
Maya's Photography. You know, that's my lady. You know, doing her thing. We just opened up a photography studio.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Off of 45th and Western.
Okay.
You know
where that is.
You know, yeah, so y'all pull up, come support.
Yeah.
It's brand new opening. You know, we just opened about 3 months
ago. Give me a little deal on headshots. I need some stuff done.
Pull
some
up. We got
nice.
This, for our promo stuff.
Yeah. No joke.
Let's get it.
Well, we got our stuff. We got that going on.
And like, so besides from all the stuff that you got going on, do you also like do a lot of stuff with the community as well?
I do. You know what? I'm zoning more into it more and more. You know, I got a meeting, you know, in June on bringing a community fitness program to the area.
Oh, that's really cool.
And this is some big stuff for me because it's a meeting that was thrown my way with people that's doing big stuff in the community already, you know. So it felt good for them seeing me doing what I'm doing and them to zone in like, bro, hey, can you sit down and have a meeting with us, you know, like. It felt good knowing that these people is strictly business, you know. Mm-hmm. So it felt real, real good, you know. And
is that something that you want to pursue? The bigger you get, the more hype you get, and the larger you get in the mainstream. You know, is this something that you're interested in doing more with the community and everything?
Yeah, I really feel that's my main go to. My main goal, after, you know, doing what I'm doing in a sense is. I just dropped the video on Worldstar, and everybody go check that out. It's a lot into that that's painting a picture of what I'm bringing in a sense. You know, it's all positive stuff. You know, I just feel, man, been through so much downs and you know I feel it's time for just positive, nothing but positive, not even a little bit of negative, you feel me? I feel just the world needed just more than just music, outside of music, period.
And you're originally from LA too, right?
Yeah, I'm originally from LA.
Well, see, there you go, another original Los Angelino trying to make a difference here. So
that's our goal here on the show, is to feature local artists as much as humanly possible. Yeah. There'll be time to time when I feature artists from my hometown, from Maine, you know what I mean, because I like to do cross promotion. We have a couple of buddies. Do a shout out, Greg Costa. What up, Greg Costa?
Hey.
And Jason Hill. They're both radio DJs in Maine. They're buddies of mine that I went to high school with. So,
yeah, I'm gonna be getting something in the mail very soon. Actually, shout out to Austin James out in Utah. He's sending me over some music from a local band out there as well.
Good.
So
that's what I'm saying. We gotta be willing to go outside of the box, the LA box too. But.
Yeah.
But I would like to primarily feature LA artists on our show every week. So I think that's a little more what we're trying to do here at Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1.
With our guests, No Sense.
Hey. Produced by Get Real Global Entertainment. We have one more song.
And this is the song right here.
This is the single that is, shout out my boy Poupon and Down. We worked on this song, you know, and really trying to create some. To twist LA a little bit, you know, just based on from what's being thrown out there already, and give it just more of a feel, you know. Shout out AMG, man, from Ooh. You know, we got some stuff on iTunes as well.
Nice.
Second and none. Shout out the heads that's really giving, you know, that's painting the picture of how music is supposed to be done, I guess.
Right.
Know?
Yeah.
And I feel. It's the time we bring that back.
And obviously, like, you know, because you feel as strong. I mean, what do you think of today's music?
It's not what it should be. Mm-hmm. You know,
right.
and I really feel it ain't. I don't want to knock nobody my shit better than anybody else and what's going on. You know, I just really feel I'm a real feeling type of, you know, music listening type of dude. So, shit that's thrown out right now, I don't feel it. You know, it's like it don't give me no. Hey, play that back. Like, what do you say?
I agree.
Opposed to hearing some shit Pac say or some shit that you
like
know,
a storytelling.
Nas would say, like, I'm into real intellectual type of music.
KRS-One.
KRS. Yeah. I don't. And that's that's a little. I'm 26 years old.
I know,
old, so,
but
so
you can
like,
still.
I can,
but
I,
remember
I try,
where you came from.
Oh, definitely.
It's like me listening to Led Zeppelin or bands before me. Like, I got to remember.
I try studying them, knowing the real roots of real music.
Of your music,
So. I'm zoning Big Daddy Kane. You know, I'm zoning more into them.
Rakim.
Yeah.
You know, I'm grooming right now around, you know, the way how stuff is playing. I'm around a lot of legends, if it, you know, in a sense, and that's really, that's still doing shows to this day.
Well, I mean, it's like, oh, it's, yeah, like, it's, oh, like, it's like, you know, all the, like, NWA, they were studying from old school music as well, you know. I mean, it all, like,
well,
stems.
Well, you have to in order, you exactly, have to history,
and
in order to be,
and,
able to,
and it's awesome, you know, because, like, I listen to No Sense's music, and it brings me back to, you know, the old style, older, like, the stuff, storytelling, yeah, you know. That's the type of hip-hop that I was always interested in, mm, the type that actually tells a story about, yeah, you know, why he decided, or why they decided to go ahead and create, yeah, this type of music to begin with. And so I feel that No Sense has you know, has enveloped that kind of, you know, aura in his music.
Yeah,
so
music has gotten off target
completely. It's all about the. It's all about. It's all about, you know, just making money instead of actually making a story.
Hooks. Shut up.
And
stop it.
That's where I feel from just the just where I'm at, where my position is right now. Yeah. I just feel I can exercise that more and more, you know, and that's all. Like that's all I'm pretty much doing. I'm doing me.
Well, then let's go ahead.
Well,
and play.
Let's play Baby Boy. By shout out the team, No man. Sense. Here we go.
Yeah, yeah.
Enjoy.
World star.
They told me knock it out the park, that's what I'm gonna do. Oh, you ain't heard it, no, well let me show. I'm just a young fly nigga with a clear view. And you talking all loud, but I don't hear you. No sense, I'm the shit, get the fuck out my way. I'm on the same old bull, but in a whole other way. If you ain't talking money, please keep your ass away. Cause I'm trying to get a check by the end of the day. Brand new whip, tired of feeling like a star. Pass me the smoke, cause I don't do them bars. I don't mean what the best, so you know I grind hard. This one for my hitters, doing time in the yard. And for my single mothers, I know times get hard. Living check by check, trying to handle it all. Just know that a young can salute you. Rest in peace, Bertha Wright, we all miss you.
Keep rocking with the movement, put your hands in the air. I'm trying to have it all by the end of the year. I know I need it all. I gotta have it all. I'm true to this, I'm not new, you can tell I've been here. Big houses, big cars, you can call me the mayor. I know I need it all.
Never gave up, I could say I tried. And I'ma stay real till the day I die. If it ain't about the money, then it don't apply. I'm just showing love, trying to get by. I always say my prayers looking to the sky. Baby, like, no, why you sleep so much? I'm just dreaming about this money that I'm about to touch. I got a plan for the summer, boy, I'm about to blow. I'm looking at my haters, like I told you so. I got a thing for this music, see me growing up. Ain't no room, bass hits, what you throwing up? Word on the streets, no, tow them up. You rolling up that bullshit, huh? Hold them up. I can't bring it bangers, this or 95. You now rocking with the best from the west side.
If you're rocking with the movement, put your hands in the air. I'm trying to have it all by the end of the year. Cause you know I need it all. I gotta have it. I'm true to this, I'm not new, you can tell I've been here. Big houses, big cars, you can call me the mayor. Cause you know I need it all.
That was Baby Boy by Baby No Sense. Boy. That was awesome. Yeah. That sounded really good. I like that. That had a good sound to
really
it.
Really nice record.
Yes. You, very nice. You. Very nice. I like it. I like it a lot. So that was what. Now I see the picture you had, mm-hmm. the blue with the palm tree behind you, and you're standing like really tall, like on the kind of the movie, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like that way. The album. Yeah. That was good. I like that.
That was give them that feel of knowing what I was shooting for on gravitating it from, but knowing that ain't the real song. You know, it was more of a, the beat feel gave me let me title it Baby Boy. You know, it wasn't nothing that it was just a doom, 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 doom.
Right.
I'm like, wait, let me, I ain't saying nothing about Baby Boy in the song, you know, so I'm like, let me just title it Baby Boy. Give it the cover, Baby Boy. of a feel. You know what I'm saying? The same Tyrese look, Snoop Dogg, but it's me. And it's more. It's like tweaking the game, you know. And that's, right. I guess that's free game, y'all. You know, don't tell nobody else that.
Don't say anything.
Yeah. So you got this album. Are we expecting any more coming up? Very soon, obviously.
Definitely. I got some dropping. No date yet. It's working. It's in the process. Called God Got Me 1.5.
Nice.
I got one I dropped already, which is one. It was something I just. That's when I was zoning into music. Like, really, this is what I want to do.
Nice.
So I just put it out there just for people to listen to, and I got good feedback, you know. So I'm like, let me just zone a little more into it.
How many songs are on this EP, on this particular one?
I'm about to drop?
The one with, Baby Boy.
I'm shooting for 8 to 9 songs.
Okay. So the EP hasn't been released yet. It's itself.
So these are just singles
from it. Okay. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And you have this all on iTunes right now.
These are all on iTunes.
And is Baby Boy just the name of the song, or is it the name of the EP too?
Baby Boy is the name of the song.
Oh,
the EP will be God Got Me 1.5.
Okay, God Got Me 1.5. Yeah. I like that.
Thank you.
And then and then these singles, obviously they're on iTunes. Where can they find, like, what, just off the title themselves?
Yeah, the title, Poem Poem, No Sense Poem Poem, featuring DJ Block. You got Run and Tell, No Sense Run and Tell. It's going to pop up.
I don't want to just put them on. I don't want to just put them on, like, Facebook and stuff, because, like, you should get paid for them. I mean, that's just me.
Yeah, no, I know.
I would be an ass and, like, post these on Facebook for people to listen to them for free.
Well, he also has the music videos.
He's got to make some money, too. I'm just saying.
He's also got the music videos, too.
I'm also trying to look out for his money.
I appreciate
that. You know what I mean? Because he's still got to make some money off this.
On the real, that's love.
But I can at least give a link to those things for you to make money.
I appreciate it.
So out of all this that's going on, I mean, who would you want to work with, though?
Who would I want to work
at this point right now?
Anybody hungry.
But I'm talking about, like, already established artists and stuff like that. Like, who would you want to work with that's already established? Like, who's your dream match here? Too many to count. Too many
to
tell.
Not even too many. It's just not many. And it's hard.
It's
hard
the opposite.
Pick. Yeah, it's hard to even choose who, you know? But that would fit my lane, you know. Mm-hmm. It ain't just saying that I wouldn't just do it. It's just that would fit me doing a song with them, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, out of NWA, who would you work with?
There you go.
I'm gonna put it out like that one, because it's what, 4 or 5. Well, Easy E you can't anymore, but I'm just saying the other ones.
It's even harder to choose that one, but
kind of difficult on that one, because Ice-T and Ice Cube are totally different styles, and then you got Snoop.
Dre.
No, Snoop's not in it.
Dre's in there.
Not Snoop, but Dre.
I would definitely go for Cube.
Yeah.
I don't know, Cube feel. I feel it'll be a feel behind it.
I like Ice Cube because he tells it real. He's more
right,
like,
after a drop, after the song, a drop with me featuring the Ice Cube song, and I hear it, it'd be like,
he's huge right now too, with all the movies and the TV and everything he's doing. He's huge.
Well, yeah, but Dre's the billionaire right now. He just went ahead and, like, sold
Dre
his
does
stuff.
That. Dre's got his finger. This is what we're gonna do. Our fingers are going to be in every pie.
There you go.
Remember that. My boss, the wonderful Bob Forer from Ellie Enterprises. He's 6'3" Jewish man. Huh. Has taught me to put your finger in every pie and get as much money as humanly possible.
Period. And I feel it makes sense.
No, it does. But I don't want to. Also, at some point, I want to make sure that I never screw anyone over along the way.
That part.
Because you always gotta. You always gotta help people. You know what I mean? I feel that you have to still be philanthropic and help people, and not always require goddamn money. Money's not everything.
It's not. It's not.
It's not.
No.
But it does help.
Does make things easier.
It does help pay the bills.
Loyalty is very valuable.
Loyalty is extremely valuable, especially in my world. And if you're not loyal, get the fuck out.
And in this industry, that's exactly what you need, is loyalty.
That part.
That's why you pick and choose very closely.
Oh, yeah. Shout out my boy Suave Mac, man.
Yes, he must be a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
So right before we're almost running out of time here. Yes. Right before we run out of time here, what do you want? What's last word you want to say before we get on out of here?
I just want to say thank y'all first and foremost for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you for showing. Thank you for coming.
Shout out y'all first, you know. And God, you know, God has started with, you know, God before y'all.
Let me, of course, God before everything.
You feel God me? Before everything.
I gotta throw that out there, but y'all definitely in the list.
Well, thank you very much, yeah. No Sense, for being on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
On LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, produced by Get Real Global Entertainment.
But, no, my team, though, shout out my team, All Natural Records. Shout out everybody that's around, you know, and pushing behind me.
Awesome.
Shout out the support system, man.
And next week, we got Dirty Machine in the house.
A new metal. They play new metal.
And they also have a lot of stuff going on.
Huge following.
They're about
to
drop
a record, drop album.
Yes.
Whatever the hell you want to call it.
Work.
And they've been in the media lately, so we're going to talk more about that, too.
Dirty Machine. And eventually, I want to get Dirty Licks.
Right here.
It's a band from Boston.
Nice. And they're going to be right here on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block next week.
Wednesday, May 24th.
Thanks again, No Sense, for being on here, man.
Yes, thank you.
Appreciate y'all, man.
And peace out. We'll be next week.
Yeah.
See you next week.